The first day of Yule, I gave my dearest dear sprigs of berried hollands from a bush at Bottomere. The second day of Yule, from Borrowdale's long fells, we heard down the valley the chimes of far-off bells. From a bush at Bottomere, from Borrowdale's long fells, we heard down the valley the chimes of far-off bells. The third day of Yule, where children's voices rang, beside the banks of Rydal, a robin bravely sang. The fourth day of Yule, my dearest dear gave me a shepherd's crook from Colbeck, made from a hazel tree. A robin bravely sang, my dearest dear gave me a shepherd's crook from Colbeck, made from a hazel tree. The fifth day of Yule, we saw the northern lights playing over Paviot, greens and pearly whites. The sixth day of Yule, below the Langdale pikes, a bright-eyed fox was drinking in one of Stickle Sykes. Greens and pearly whites, below the Langdale pikes, a bright-eyed fox was drinking in one of Stickle Sykes. The seventh day of Yule, we came down Striding Edge, then watched the falling waters passing ere a bridge. The eighth day of Yule, a watchful heron flew along the pass of Harnister to a sanctuary he knew. Passing ere a bridge, a watchful heron flew along the pass of Harnister to a sanctuary he knew. The ninth day of Yule, on the way to Dunmail Race, we heard folk in the little kirk singing psalms of praise. The tenth day of Yule, up on Hardknott Pass, a flock of Herdwicks nibbled among the sweet short grass. Singing psalms of praise, up on Hardknott Pass, a flock of Herdwicks nibbled among the sweet short grass. The 11th day of Yule, just below Bleaton, we sheltered from a dark blue storm inside a weathered barn. The 12th day of Yule, on Glarumara's side, my dearest, dearest learned I would love her till I died. Inside a weathered barn, on Glarumara's side, my dearest, dearest learned I would love her till I died. From a bush at Buttermere, from Borrowdale's long fells, we heard down the valley the chimes of far-off bells.